We are on Yod Dalim and Aleph, towards the bottom of the page, like 3-4 lines from the bottom, Rabba Amar. So we're talking about the end of the Mishnah, which said, HaOmer Le'ishtah Re'at Alai Ki'ima. If a person says to his wife that you're like, have the status of my mother, right, which presumably means the same way my mother's forbidden to me, you should be forbidden to me. So we ask the problem, let's just start from the beginning of the Gemara there. Or Minhu. So Gemara says, Raminu, Hare at alai kibasar, kibasar ima, kibasar chosi, ka'arla, kakili akerem, lo amraklum. Right, so a person says that you're like the bizarre of my mother, of my sister, like orla, like kili akerem, all things that are forbidden. So the lo amraklum, he didn't say anything. It has no impact. And however, we know the Mishnah said, in that scenario, that we ask the person to make a shelas chacham, they have to do be matir neder. So what's going on here? So Amar Abaye lo Amar klum midaraisa b'tzarach sheila midarabanan. Meaning, so Abaye said it's not a problem. When we say lo Amar klum, that means that midaraisa you have accomplished nothing, but midarabanan we ask the person to we require the person to do a shelas chacham. So when the Braisa here says lo Amar klum, and our Mishnah said post no pesach makom acher, the answer is they're saying the same thing. Right, they're, you know, here one is focusing more on the din deraisa, one is focusing on the din derabanan. But in both cases, the same thing is true. You didn't say anything midaraisa, and midarabanan we put we require a taras nedarim. Why? Again, shelo yakal rosh bakach. Right, so a person shouldn't talk like that. It's not. It should be an awareness that this is not the way a person should speak. And a person who says such a thing, Chazal says, should be reminded. Ooh, I should take that back. Right, that's not something that I should be saying. Okay, so that's one answer. So Rav Amar, Hama Tamir Chachamim, Haba Amaretz. So Rav says, well, no, it depends who you are. And if you're Tamir Chacham, so then the answer is Lo Amar Klum, right? You didn't say anything and we leave you alone, basically. If you're Amaretz, so then we say, Post Lo Pesach Vimakam Acher, right? Depends who the person is. And how do I know it's true? Vahatanya, sometimes Vahatanya is a way of introducing a question, Vahatanya. But if you look at the Ran all the way at the bottom, second to the bottom line, to the last line, Vahatanya says the Ran, Binichusa, right? Nichusa meaning it's Khan. This is not an attack. This is a proof, right, of the point we just made before. Vahatanya, Hanoder, B'Torah, Lo Amar Klum. A person takes a neder by the Torah. We're going to actually talk about this case coming up right now in a second. He didn't say anything. And Rabbi Yochanan says he needs a sheilas chacham. And Rabbi Nachman v'tamid chacham ainu tzarach sheila. Right, and says Rabbi Nachman. And by the way, a tamid chacham doesn't have to ask a sheilas chacham. But what's the difference between amaris and a tamid chacham? Look at the Ran. V'hatana bin Yichusa klomar ta'av the bottom line ta'av agad the tzarach sheila amaritz tani lo amar klum kevin tamid chacham ain tzarach sheila. Right, that even though you require Sheilas Chacham for an Amaretz, we says Lo Amar Klum because the Tamid Chacham doesn't require that. Why does the Tamid Chacham not require it? Look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish on the bottom line in the where it says Rashi on top, but we know it's not Rashi, so we call it the Mefarish. Right? So on the right side, three lines from the bottom, Tamid Chacham, Lo Bay Sheila, Da Krai Ba'amahu, Da Irala. Right? This is just a slip. This is a mistake. This is a cat. You know, this never happens for him, right? To talk that way, he would never do that. So it happened, right? Velo yakel es rosh obgach, and he wouldn't do that. He's not going to really talk this way more, right? Umas nisin mari ba'amaretz, but our Mishnah is talking about the case of a person who's not tam chacham. Di amaretz afilu she'ela lo bai yakel es rosh liyos no debrekach. Because if you tell him he doesn't need a she'ela, so he'll keep saying things like that, and he'll take nidarim like that. And it's a good question, by the way, when we say lo yakel es rosho, lo yakel es rosho, lakach. So I've been translating it all along. It's like it's not appropriate, right? Like it's like pasnish to talk that way about your wife, etc. So it's not clear. That might be one shot. But certainly part of it is that it's like the way the Mefarish says it, lo yakel lo bai, shei lo bai, because yakel es rosho, liyos no derkach. He's going to take nidarim like that. So I'm not sure if that means that the... Again, you could still say it means it's not appropriate way to talk, right? Or it means, no, like it's not appropriate in that like you should be more careful with the way you speak in terms of nidarim, right? You should be careful not to say things, right, like that. You know, like, I don't know if your children ever say like, no, I swear, We don't swear, right? We don't say. If you're from out of town, you say swear means to curse, fine. But if you're from in town, you say swear means to, right? But when I grew up, no one said the word. You use the word swear to mean bad words, right? But I learned when I came to New York, New Jersey area, that's not what it means. So if a kid says I swear, you say in my house, I always say we don't say I swear. That's what we say. We say bli neder, right? I'm gonna try, right? So that could be lo yachas rosh lios noder b'kach might just mean not to be so. Not careful with our words that we make promises or that we take nidarim, even if they're not real. If we take fake nidarim, we're going to come ourselves to take real nidarim. And so we should be careful not to do that. And therefore, just when Tamei Chacham is more careful, Aretz isn't as careful. And therefore, we kind of give him this like reminder, hey, it's not what we do. Actually, go do a Taras Nidarim, even though you don't really need it as a reminder. Okay, let's turn the page. Says the Braisa, Tanya, Hanoder b'Torah. So this is the case we just talked about before. Hanoder b'Torah. So we're going to explain more. What does this mean? Hanoder b'Torah. So Tanya, Hanoder b'Torah lo amra klum. A person takes a neder by the Torah, so that they didn't say anything, didn't do anything. Okay. B'masha kasuba devarav kayamin. A person says, I take a neder by what's written in the Torah. So then. The Devarim are, whatever he said, what he said is, it works, okay? And L'chorah means, you know, he takes like an oath on the Torah to do X or Y or Z or to not do X or Y or Z, right? So there's something else that he's saying to do, but he does so by saying, I take a neder by the Torah, okay? So if he just says neder b'Torah, that's nothing. But if he says, I take a neder b'masha kasuv b'Torah, so then Devarav Kayamin. And if he says, I take a neder ba u b'masha kasuv ba, Devarav Kayam. And if he says, I take a neder by the Torah and by what's written in the Torah, then Devarav Kayam. Okay? So the question that you're all wondering, the Gemara itself asks, Kitani, b'masha kasuba, Devarav Kayam. Ba, u'b'masha kasuba, Tarech le'mimar? What is going on here? You just told me if I just say, I know the Torah, I know the b'masha kasuba Torah, that works. So now if he also says, ba, u'b'masha kasuba, Devarav Kayam, it's obvious. You just said it. All he has to say is Masha Kasuba. Right? So if he says both, of course it's Dvar Kayamin. So what's the chiddush of telling me all three scenarios? So we'll have a couple of answers to this question. So Amar of Nachman, just take a look for a second, just in the Ran Hanoder B'Torah, before we go on, just to understand what we're referring to. So Hanoda B'Torah says the Ran Klomar. See where I am? It's a new paragraph. Hanoda B'Torah Klomar Shenishba B'Torah Dekari Leitana Lenishba Noder. So it actually means it takes a shvuah, not a neder. But we're using the same language of noder, but fine. But shvuah is something that I'm going to do or not going to do. The shvuah is on me, and neder is on the item, right? So if he's taking a shvuah, he's saying I'm going to do X or Y or Z. That's actually a shvuah. It's actually not a neder. But we find that we take that. The language we swap out. The mission seems to be not quite as careful when it uses the language of nishba and no there, but fine. Okay, umayri, and what's the case? Shahaisa Torah munachas safanav. So there's a sefer Torah sitting, you know, for example, you know, out on the shulchan. There's a sefer Torah in front of him, right? Va'amar bezua Torah, right? Shlo esa osha esa devar ploni, right? And on this Torah, I take an oath that. I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. I'm not going to do X. I take a neder on the Torah that I'm going to learn daf yomi, or that I'm going to, I don't know, whatever the example is going to be. I'm going to, you know, wake up at 6 o'clock every day. I'm going to, whatever the example is, right? Or I'm not going to, you know, X, Y, or Z. Fine. So he takes that neder, Bezuha Torah, that's sitting here in front of him. So what happens? Lo amar klum, the daite agvilin, kidarmin bezon. The Gemara is going to talk about now the difference of, are you taking the neder on the parchment? Or are you taking a nether on the Shem Hashem that's written in the Torah? That's the distinction we're going to talk about in a second. But fine. So the person takes such a nether. That's what's happening. Fine. Fine. So what do I need to tell me? If I just say, I know the Torah, I didn't do anything. Just standing there and say, I take a nether on the Torah that I'm going to wake up every day at 6 in the morning. So that's nothing. Right? But if I say, I know the Torah, Ubamak, Rasha Kasa B'Torah, then I'm going to wake up every day at 6 in the morning. That works. Right? Or even if I just say, I know there, I just say, I'll take a neder on what's in the Torah. Right? But Masha Kasaba, then in both cases it works. Fine. So why tell me both? So Amr of Nachman, lo kasha. Ha de machta araisa ba'ara, ha de nakat la biyade. So it depends where the Torah is. So Nachman says it depends. In one case is where the Torah is on the ground, so it doesn't mean literally on the ground, the Rishonim pointed out, it doesn't a'are does not mean on the ground. That would be obviously disrespectful to the Torah, you wouldn't put the Torah on the ground. But it's sitting on something, right? On the table. It's sitting on something in front of you. Or as opposed to when I'm holding it in my hand. Okay. What's the difference? Right? Machta al ara daite agvile. If it's hitting on the ground, sitting on the table, so then when I say hanodr batorah, I'm just talking about the physical item known as the Torah. Nakat labiyade daite al haskarishiba. But if I'm holding it in my hand, so what I say, I'm Nodar B'Torah, and I'm holding the Torah, what do I mean? I don't mean, this is what we assume that people mean when they do such a thing. If I'm holding it in my hands, so what do I have in mind? I'm not Nodar on the physical item. The physical item I have already. I'm Nodar on the thing that's inside of it. Which means the Shem Hashem. And therefore, I'm taking a Nedar B'Shem Hashem, so that is the ultimate way to take a Nedar, and that certainly works. So take a look at... See how this explains the three examples. So take a look at the Ran. Hada machsa reisa al ara hada nakat la biyade. So reisha the hanodir b'torah lo amar klum. Right? What's the case where you said you're noder b'torah? You didn't say anything. The nakat la biyade. Right? That's when you're holding it in your hands. V'afilu hachi lo amar klum. Okay. So because the answer by itself doesn't totally explain. Just based on the words that I said that we said in the Gemara, it doesn't explain to you all three cases yet. Like, how do you distinguish which is when he's holding his hand and which is when it's on the table? What are you talking about? Right? So the Ron's going to explain. So the first case, the person says, I'm taking a neder on the Torah, did nothing. What's that? That's when you're holding it in your hands. Right? And what's the chiddush of the Mishnah, of the Braisa? That the fact that I was holding my hands is nice, but if I just said, I take a neder on the Torah, it doesn't do enough. That's not enough. Right? Even though I'm holding it in my hands. V'avidu hachilu amar klom. The mai b'torah the ka'amar, Bigvilin sheik suva. I say I'm taking neder on the Torah, so I'm just talking about the Torah itself, the parchment. Ava mashakasuba. But if I'm holding the Torah and I say, but I'm taking neder, but mashakasuba devarav kayamin. That works. The daite ahaskara shabbat. What do I mean? If I'm holding the Torah in my hands and I say I take a neder on that which is in this Torah, what am I referring to? I'm certainly referring to the words, meaning the Shem Hashem. And I'm taking Yeshua b'shem Hashem. Okay, that's the Reisha. Okay, so when I say Hanod b'Torah l'dvar, you know, normal klum, I'm holding it. I just say Hanod b'Torah. What does it say? I say I take a Yeshua b'mashe kasuba. That's if I'm holding it and I say that. Fine, that works. Okay, and what's the rest? About Seifa. B'demachta araisal ara askinen. And what's the last case? That's when the Sefer Torah is now on the table. Right? Ulafigach, ilu amr b'masha kasaba b'yavad. If the Sefer Torah is on the table and all I say is, I take a shvua b'masha kasaba, lo amr klum, that doesn't work. Right? Kevan demachta ara, since it's sitting on the table, I'm reading the daite akvile. Right? Again, once I'm more removed from it and I just say, I take a shvua b'masha kasaba, If I just say ba, right? If it's sitting on the table, I just say I take a shua by this Torah, lo amar klum. Why the kevan the macht ba ara? Since it's just sitting on the table, I'm reading the daite agvile, and then I'm a little removed. So I say on this Torah, I mean on the parchment. The hachi ka'amar b'mashakasav ba haTorah the hanu agvilein. Aval ki amar ba u'b'mashakasav ba mehani. The kevan the amar ba kvar hiskar agvilein. Meaning, if it's sitting on the table and you say I take a shua ba with this Torah and b'masha kasaba. Now I'm explicit, right? What am I referring to? For sure, I'm talking about what's inside, which is the Shem Hashem. In that case, I'm going to be I'm going to the shua is chal. V'chi amar b'masha kasaba al korcha daite askar shaba. Fine. So, according to this approach of the Ran, so what's happening in this answer of the Gemara is that I give three examples because they're tiered. Right. The first example is even I'm holding it in my hands. Either way, in my hands or on the table, and I say just say Nodar B'Torah, doesn't do anything. If I'm holding it in my hands and I say ba, great, then it works. And if I say ba, Masha Kasaba, even if I'm not holding it in my hands, Tavav Kiyom. Yeah. Good? Okay. 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 So that's one answer. So Ibai's Ema, another answer, says the Gemara, the Machta al Ara. No, another answer is it's the whole case. The whole case is it's on the table. Vaha Kamash Malan, the Af Agav the Machta al Ara, Kevin the Amra Vamasha Kasaba Mahani. Okay. Vizu ve'ein tzarech lomar zu katani. Right. So basically, the other answer is that not really. The whole case is it's on the table. Look at the round. He explains it. Yibayis ema demachtal ara, the second to last skinny line. Kolamar kula demachtal ara. Right. The whole case is that it's sitting on the table. Vafilo achi kika amar bama shakasuba devarav kayamin. Right. I mean, this is not so different than our initial answer, but basically, it's all. All of the cases are when it's sitting on the table. If I just said, you know, ba, and it's on the table, it's not going to work. Okay, but if I just say I know the betorah, it's not going to do anything. But the chiddush is if I say ba b'masha kasuba, then it's going to work. In the clip of the round says, v'seifa the katani ba b'masha kasuba, the rav kayamin lo tzricha lagufa. The truth is, you don't really need it. Ba b'masha kasuba, right? Ela legluya aresha. Meaning, what this come to teach me is that what? When is it ba masha kasuba? When does it work? Right? It's only going to work, or you need that much when it's on the table. And I need that because it's on the table, right? Dibimancha al ara, he, the seifa vada cave in the ara ba ba masha kasuba, I feel the mancha ara mahani. Right? The last case, ba masha kasuba, it's on, the reason it works is because even though it's on the table, it's going to work. Okay. Umina dibimasha kasuba bilachud. Nami afilu b'manchas ha'ara mahani. Dilo sviyo lan lahach ukmisa l'ukma b'raisa b'trei gavne. So what happens? So it's a little different than our initial answer. Our first answer was, if it's in your hand and you say, no, the b'tar doesn't work. If it's on the table, you need to say, ba'u b'mashe kasaba. Right? You need both if it's to be on the table.
You're talking about according to the ratio or the seifa?
This is... In the first answer, we're talking about both the Reisha and the Seifa.
Okay.
Meaning, according to our first answer, our different answers depend on whether it's you're holding in your hand or it's on the ground, or it's on the table, right? So if it's in your hand, so if you just say ba, so that's going to be enough, right? But if it's on the table, I have to say ba uba masha kasaba. And so it's two different cases. Here we're saying it's all on the table, right? It's all on the table. And the chiddush is that, if I just say... It's just noted b'torah, so that's going to be nothing, right? It doesn't work. If it's then the braisa talks about in the last case ba b'mashe kasuba, then it works. Okay, but if it's ba b'mashe kasuba, what's happening? Clearly, it's because it's on the table. I'm not holding it. That's why I have to be so explicit. But if that's the case of the seifa, must be that the case just before is also on the table, right? And it's also and it comes to teach you that if I just say hano der ba, right? If I just say b'mashe kasuba, right? I didn't say ba b'mashe kasuba. I said b'mashe kasuba. So even though it's on the table, that's going to work. So that's the difference in the two cases. Meaning, in this case, that even just on the table, and I say b'mashe kasuba, that's enough, right? Why? Because what the Mishnah is doing, what the Braisa is doing, is it teaches me in the last case, a case which is obviously a case where it's placed on the table, and which case I can see that the whole case is a case that's on the table. And the point is that even if I just say b'mashe kasuba, it's on the table. So it's going to be that'll be enough. So that's like the chiddush. So it teaches me both zu ve'ein tzarech lomar zu katani. Meaning you teach me the last case, and when you teach me the last case, well, of course, the first case, the middle case is also going to be also works. But by teaching me the last case, you teach me what you taught me what's happening. Right? By teaching me the last case, you taught me it must be it's on the table, and that's why. And that's like the chiddush of the braisa. But the nafka mina is real. Is that in the first case, if it's on the table, and I just say. Masha kasuba, it's not enough. According to the second answer, if it's on the table, I say masha kasuba, it is enough. It does work. So, fine. And now a third answer. Yivais ema kula nami denakit lebiyade. Okay, third answer is, so first answer was, some in your hands, some on the ground. Second answer was, totally on the ground. Third answer is, totally in your hands. Okay? Yivais ema kula nami denakit lebiyade. Okay, the third case is, no, third answer is, no. All three cases, you're holding in your hands. Okay? Vaha kamash balan, Kevin the nakat lebiyade, since you're holding in your hands, af agav the law amar ella ba command the amar b'mashak kasuba dami. Right. So if I'm holding my hands and I'm just no de b'torah, that doesn't work. But if I say I'm no there, right? And I say, so I would have said, if I was saying this, I would have said, since you said b'masha kasaba, it's as if you said ba b'masha kasaba. Right? Because those are the three cases. Case number one is no de b'tavra. Second case is b'masha kasaba. And third case is ba b'masha kasaba. Right? So I would have said it means that. So to all cases, all three cases you're holding in your hand. So what's the chiddush? Is that even though you just said b'masha kasaba, that's as if you said ba b'masha kasaba. Right? That's not exactly what the line of the Gemara is here.
There's a note here that the Ran amends the text that the Gemara does not discuss the middle clause here at all.
Yeah, because it's a little confusing. Anybody see my save?
Yeah, in my translation, it says the entire middle clause, then i.e. the latter clause.
So right. I forgot the Amar Ella, lo Amar Ella Ba, come on, the Amar Vamasha Kaza Badami. Right, it means just, right, Hachavisha, the Resha Katani, no, the. Yeah, look in the Ran just for 1 second. We're not getting into the whole piece here, but look, just look 2 lines down in the wide line, very wide lines, almost at the end of the line. He says Aval Seifa, Aval Seifa, but the Nakat LaBeYadei. The Seifa is where he's holding it in his hands. Askinan Umishum Hachik Ketani, the Kaven the Nakat LaBeYadei. Afagav the Lo Amar Ela Ba, Kaman the Amar B'Masha Kasa Badami. Meaning, it sounds like he's saying that that it's a little different way of reading the case. That's why there's this Bach on that Aleph in a parentheses there. V'yibayis ema kula nami, and the word mitziyasa is taken out. Right? It's almost like the mitziyasa is, because you really read it otherwise, it's v'yibayis ema kula mitziyasa nami midinakat lebiyade. But now we're saying, it sounds like we're saying the seifas midinakat lebiyade, it sounds like. And the chiddush is that once you're holding it in your hand, right, even though you only said, you know, ba, it's like b'masha kasaba dami. It's like the same, it's like you said that. So the point is, the afgav the lomer ela ba, come on down b'masha kasaba dami. But the point is that I'm not sure if it means really the whole case is what you're holding in your hands, but the point is at least that then the seifa is when you're holding in your hands, and again, why are you telling me both cases? The point is, when you say ba b'masha kasaba, comes to teach you that even if I just said ba, that would be like b'masha kasaba. Okay, fine. So we'll leave that case there. Okay, fine. So those are the three answers. Okay, so let's read the Mishnah. So we make sure we get to the Mishnah here. So the Mishnah says as follows: Konam shani yashen shani medaber shani mahalich haomer leisha konam shani meshamshich harei zeh b'lo yachel dvara. So a person takes a neder and they say, again, it's a shua because it's something they're going to do that there. And it's a question if they say shani, is it she'eni? Or she'ani, right? Is it that I'm not going to? Or shua about me? But either way, it's something he's not going to do. I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to speak. I'm not going to walk. Or I say to a woman that I'm not going to have tashmish with you. All those, in all those cases, we say b'lo yachel dvaro. Meaning if he does that, the neder's cha. And if he does that, so now he's in trouble. Okay? So the Mishnah, to the Gemara asks the following question. Itmar, konam einai b'sheina hayom ishan lamach. A person says, I'm taking Yeshua now on my eyes, or neder on my eyes, by Shana, that I shouldn't fall asleep today, if I sleep tomorrow. Meaning, if I sleep tomorrow, then it'll turn out that today, I wasn't allowed to sleep. So what's the halacha? Can you sleep today? So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Al Yashen Hayom, don't sleep today, Shema Yishan Lamachar. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, you can't sleep today, because you might sleep tomorrow, and then it turns out that what you did today was violating your neder. For Rav Nachman Amar, Yashen Hayom. Rav Nachman says, no, you can sleep today. I'm not worried what he's going to do tomorrow. You said, if I sleep tomorrow, then I can't sleep today. So sleep today, and just make sure that you don't sleep tomorrow. So Rav Yehuda says, it's Moda in the opposite case. The person says, I have a neder that I can't sleep tomorrow. If I sleep today, even Rav Yehuda in that case agrees you can sleep today. Why? Why is that? A fascinating concept in human psychology. If I took a neder right, not to sleep tomorrow. So then we say, well, if you sleep today, now I'm nervous what's going to happen tomorrow. But a person's not going to be as careful about that. Why? Because today's not really, you know, it's not really a nether. It's just like a tonight. Right? Or if I sleep today, sorry, then I'm more worried about what you're going to do tomorrow, because tomorrow was the tonight case. It wasn't the actual nether, not to sleep tomorrow. But if a nether was, don't sleep tomorrow, right? So that person is being more careful. And the point being that a person is more careful about the Isser, the day when they say, Tuesday is the day I can't sleep, even if today's Monday, right? So you say, Tuesday day I can't sleep if I sleep on Monday, so then we're nervous. You're not going to pay attention so much about Monday because that's not the nether day. That's just the trigger day, right? But if I said I can't sleep on Tuesday, so then I'm not worried. You're much more careful not to sleep on Tuesday because that's the day that you said, even though both days are a problem. We'll explain this maybe a little bit more next time, but we'll pick up next time. Okay.